Yeah, so this is us. We are humbled men.
Hell
I got
to
lean in my cup right now.
I got lotion on my dick. I'm just straight stroking my shit.
There's no way, dude. Pull out the camera. My boy starts wilding, dude. Right.
And that's the end of Buzz Candid and Critical.
We're taking Kristen to rehab after this.
For real.
No, he's gonna do it, dude.
We started off strong.
Last time he got this drunk. Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh no, dude.
I see the blood.
I'm dying. It's probably dead homies.
What did you say, homies?
Here we go.
What did you say the last time he got this drunk?
He ended up kissing someone, dude.
He ended up kissing someone.
JT, bro.
That's right, baby.
That's fine.
Ooh. That's how you do it.
Well, our coworker.
Are you allowed to say this on camera?
Yeah. JT is the one that told me. Yeah.
I kissed him on the lips?
Yeah, you kissed him in the lips.
Him?
It's okay to kiss the homies. Remember that.
Yeah. Consensually.
Damn it, Chris, you're moving the camera. You moved the camera. No, put his back. Look at that. We're good.
Sit down. Okay. You guys.
Yeah, it's okay. You have a ski mask.
What, you blew him after or what?
I mean, this is not gonna make it in the cup, bro.
The suck.
No, it's all making it in the cup.
It's all making it.
Oh, I had a dream of you yesterday.
Oh, really? I don't think.
I know.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
So yeah, that happened.
Okay, let's fucking go, dude. Let's go, dude.
Need to settle down.
Settle down.
Settle down. We're barely 2 minutes in. He's like, I can't do this.
I can't do this. What, Brian? What
do you do? Oh, shit. You ripped it. I'm just fucking.
My head is not that big.
Hey, you big head.
That's a mascussi, bro.
Oh,
he put that shit in the Pringles can.
Thank you, brother.
So here we are having the most delicious. What your average party kickback.
We have to drink them like in commercials. You know how in commercials they grab them like this when they drink?
I
oh yeah, they like barely grab it by the fingertips.
Yeah, to make sure that truly solid.
Oh yeah,
like this is a normal human.
Oh,
being.
Oh, they're truly solid.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is a human being's drink.
Human beans?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not a bean. I'm American.
My days as a hand model have left me a long time ago.
You needed a what?
As a hand model left me a long time ago.
Oh,
my shits are all fucked.
Nah, dude. You do really good, like in a Home Depot commercial.
You got soft hands, brother.
Days,
I just worked an 84-hour shift, boy.
The Home Depot commercial.
I don't got
to
prove myself. They just look at my hands and be like, oh, yeah, that's a hard-working man.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, look at him.
Let's go, hold up.
Keep them hands up. Look at him.
Our working man, right here.
That would be good for like a Marlboro commercial for cigarettes.
these hands?
Straight smoking.
These hands right here, no callus, fucking smooth as fuck.
Or I wouldn't
royalty.
Mind the, I wouldn't mind
royalty.
The
yeah.
I heard that when I said
oh
that.
My God,
I was like, I said,
because I'm royalty or some shit. Like
you know,
that.
I was like, something along the line, I was like, see these hands, you better not hurt them, because these hands are royalty. And we're like, shut the fuck up.
I wouldn't mind the jerk off instruction with those hands.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Check it out. Come here, Milo.
Get closer.
All right, so welcome to Buzz Candid and Critical.
Yeah, to the point.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Welcome to Buzz Candid and Critical. So today we're doing something different. When we first started doing this podcast, we just kind of talked. Just in general, we didn't talk about any movie.
We weren't shy.
We just did it. The structure it is
we
now.
We couldn't hit our high notes during the podcast.
I could never.
But
show's tough.
But you know, it's like looking back. You know, we've made it. This is our 1 year anniversary recap episode. So round of applause for us.
Yeah.
Woo! I don't want to be that guy. I did everything, you know. I'm the one doing a description.
Show your hands, bro. To see who actually did. Show your hands, bro. Show your hands, bro.
Don't mind a tattoo. It's from my tribe.
Everybody contributed, you know. We made it this far. I feel like...
Well, actually, that's what I want to get into. I'm not going to take credit for any of this, like, just as if I'm...
Bro, you're on my stream, and you're literally the person who told us.
Let me give a history of BCC.
You stole it from someone.
BBC.
I fucking knew this guy wasn't original. Stole it from someone.
I remember there was one day. I think it was my day off, and I texted Brian. I was like, "Hey, you know, I have this idea for like, you know, we could talk about talk about movies and just talk about the things that we're drinking and just life, because me and Brian in our lifetime as friends, we've had our fair share.
That's all I'm ever going to be?
What, so, friend? Yeah. You want to be more?
I want
to be more. Fight.
Meet me after class.
Kiss.
And then I remember I was watching Chris's stream, which is a joy pain with a zero instead of an O.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
He's illiterate.
He's plugging you in.
No. I felt like that was an attack.
It's a shameless plug-in right there.
But I remember I asked him about it, like if he was interested in joining it, and then he was like, "Yeah, like I'm so down, dude." And then I remember,
what game was I playing? Do you remember?
That one weird survival game.
It's not weird. You're weird. Valheim. Shameless.
Yeah,
plug-in.
Valheim. Whatever.
Such a good game. Fuck you.
And then I remember
and everyone else who doesn't.
And then
play
I remember it. Chris brought up Beto. I had met Beto, I think, not that many times at the time, but he was like, "Dude, I know who would be perfect for this." My cousin Beto, who I guess they're not really blood related, but I mean, that's what he told me.
look it. I'm gonna
tell us the truth, Beto.
What's up?
Are you blood related?
I'm gonna ask him something else.
No, my aunt married his uncle. So.
I don't know my uncle.
Wait,
what? What are you talking about, dude?
Wait, because you're like, my aunt married your uncle, but I'm, you know, I don't own him, you know? Because you're like, your.
But yeah. Anywho, regardless.
He's lying. Receipt.
Is this really the discussion we want to be having at the podcast?
But yeah, okay. So yeah, so 20 so episodes later, and here we are kind of, we're going to just reminisce and recap as most podcasts do. And just, before I actually get started, though, I want to talk about what we're drinking today. And today we're drinking these.
I don't think they need the publicity.
No, I know, but I mean, it'd be nice. So today we're drinking Truly's red, white, and true.
Red, white, and blue.
Whoa, blue. That sounds a little too... a little too close.
They're getting ready for 4th of July.
I haven't had a Truly in a while, and these don't taste as bad as they used to. Yeah, they taste way better.
These are actually pretty good.
I'm up there.
What flavor you have?
Mm-hmm. The one that I have is the cherry pop.
That one's actually good. Yeah, I shock on it, pretty, but it was good.
Pretty good.
I have the blue res in my lean cup with some ginger ale.
Yeah, the blue res is okay. I think I'd rather have the lemonade ones. I think the lemonade ones are...
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know.
The lemonade, like, you know, I forgot who was... Well, Malto was the one that gave us shit because we drank it. And then I now realize he's right because...
Can you redact that, by the way?
It just tastes like... I've had it too much to be like, yeah, it tastes like shit now.
Really?
It's just sugary.
Can I just add something? Let me just plug
you
this in.
You can add these nuts to your mouth. that's for earlier.
Okay, but they started labeling him with like now more refreshing with real fruit juice. So they're making.
Oh, dude, I actually saw that recently.
So was
too.
It fake juice all along?
I don't know. Look, we're not going to get into
this. Is this
those.
Government synthetic juice? It. Is this? Never mind.
But they like rebranded kind of, and even like their labels are a little better.
Like, how's that rebranding? It's like literally the same thing, and they just add this a little.
It says now more refreshing than ever with fruit juice.
It was never refreshing.
Lightly flavored.
Guys, I'm a White Claw stan.
So are we getting more?
I'm a fucking White Claw stan. This is not the law. But it's like White Claw is the law.
It's like when people like, oh yeah, like if you look at like White Claw, know. They haven't rebranded since like they started because you know it's like they just know. But these were a little more sugary when they first came out. They're not as like sugary anymore.
And they have real juice, apparently.
Yeah, now they do.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're good.
From my understanding of it, though, you can always just put like real juice, and it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. I mean, they're good. These are good.
Look,
I like them.
I don't think you're drinking White Claws because they're healthy.
I mean, they only have 100 calories, so.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like the seltzers are just enough so that way it just avoids you drinking beer because you're too lazy to make yourself a mixed drink.
No. Okay. First of all, I'm mad that you said that.
Bitch, second, go make yourself a mixed drink then.
No. So what White Claw is basically, well, this is not White Claw. This is Icky.
Yeah, there you go. You just bamboozled yourself.
So shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. So basically, White Claw is supposed to have, White Claws or like Trulies or any like hard seltzers are supposed to have less carb. So if you work out,
calories.
Oh, it's carbs
too. Oh, is it carbs too?
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Before people check me, where's my phone at? Okay. Maybe. The point being, the idea is you're not supposed to have as much carbs, so you could drink. That's the reason why when you drink so much beer, you get a beer belly.
But and, I already have a belly.
Brian,
he got you there,
Brian.
I'm just saying.
You're not saying.
We digress. So it is a 1 year episode. It's special. So what do we have planned for today, Milo?
First, well, when we first did the intro episode before we did Drive, we kind of just introduced ourselves and we just kind of talk about some movie takes and like, so since we haven't got a chance to do that for you, we actually wanted to do that for you. So
okay.
We just kind of give you some.
Hey, I brought that up. Okay.
We just kind of want to
recap on that. Get
that's
it?
What I found. Look at White Claw.
Ah, let's go, dude. White Claw crab.
But I guess, yeah. I guess, like, what kind of movies do you like, or what kind of movies do you enjoy? Like, what genre? Like, what are some of your favorite directors, actors, just things like that? So, just go on a freestyle right now.
Yeah, well, I'm a pretty avid movie enjoyer. I think I don't really like stick to any genre in specific. But some of my most favorite movies that have come out recently, some of the ones that we've talked about, Parasite, Everything Everywhere All at Once. You know, the new Spider-Man movie was actually really good.
I heard.
Yes. I mean, I think one of the movies we haven't talked about that's one of my favorites is Jaws, which I would love to get to
the
someday.
Original one?
That's the original not one. New, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. The original one. Some of my favorite directors maybe Wes Anderson, you know.
Bro, I've been watching a lot of Wes Anderson movies lately.
Are you excited for his new movie coming out, by the
Asteroid
way?
City?
Asteroid City, yeah. It looks pretty good.
It looks really good. Like, I just like the fact that he brings back a lot of, like, recurring characters or, like, recurring actors.
Yeah.
And he always has ensemble cast. He has, like, Tom Hanks, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
But then he also have, like,
Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah, Bill Murray, Owen Wilson.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton. Jason Schwartzman, I think.
Yeah.
Schwartzman.
I recently seen the French Dispatch by him. That one was really good.
Yeah, you liked it?
I liked it a lot.
You know, it's actually one of my like
least favorites.
Yes, I think I need to rewatch it, but I had trouble watching
it. I think it's just
one.
Because it was the first one that I watched by him.
Oh, I see.
And then
I
think I watched
Grand Budapest.
Yeah, I liked.
Isn't that a guy who was running for like president?
Who? No, the Grand Budapest is basically a hotel owner. Like constantly sleeps with like
he's not an owner, he's like a like the head bellhop.
Yeah. He constantly sleeps with like a bunch of like his customers. I happen to be a little older, you know. He has a thing for older women, and they're really rich.
Honestly, what problem with that is, man.
And then eventually one of the ladies ends up dying and gives him all of his asset, all of her assets to this guy that he was sleeping with.
That is literally a dream come true for me.
Yeah. But the family of the old lady ends up like persecuting him and like trying to kill him.
So it's basically fucking Knives Out then.
In a way, I guess. But you know, Martha wasn't sleeping with.
Okay. I didn't say all of it.
Willem Dafoe in that movie is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's so good. I need to rewatch that movie. It's so good.
But yeah, okay, yeah. What other directors do you like? Or like what other movies? You know.
Well, of course, Bong Joon-ho is one of the most recent ones that I've really been popping off. You know, Snowpiercer, I think, is
I'll
better
get
than...
I'll this. I remember when Parasite came out, and he would not shut up about it.
Yeah.
And no, wait, let me finish. And then, like, I remember in a car, and I think I forgot where we were going to go. I think we were going to a bar, and I just remember him saying, I'm telling you, bro, this is a movie of the year.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, I was watching it, and then I think you texted me right after, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he was right. Like, it was the movie of the year. And I remember the whole controversy coming out. There was like, it's supposed to be American movies like this and that. But yeah, I just remember him just telling me, like, I'm just like, Jesus, dude. Like, I heard you like 20, 30 times already about it.
I mean, I think it's one of the movies to come out.
A
like
fucking
in this
great movie.
Yeah,
I like the movie a lot, but I don't think it was for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I was in the same hype train with Everything Ever All at Once.
That movie was really good. That's one movie you put me on that I watched at least like four times.
You know,
I've seen that movie a lot.
You know why Chris doesn't like Parasite? Because he's a fucking capitalist.
Yeah, he's a filthy capitalist, bro.
What do you mean? I only have like immigrants working for me. Should I pay him like what? 50 cents an hour? Come on, dude.
You are the immigrant.
Huh? My grandma works there. Oh, you're like 50 cents, bro.
Hell yeah.
Hey, she's lucky. Yeah. She's getting more than the rest of them.
I mean, some of the other movies that I really like that I think we haven't talked about either is maybe Lady Bird. I was really into Lady Bird to really come out. Yeah. The new Mad Max, Fury Road. I know Chris wants to get to it. I think
I love that. Beto knows how much I love that.
It's such a good movie. Wait, you know?
Mad Max, Fury
Road.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one's. I tried watching it the other day. I didn't finish the ending of it, but.
I love that movie.
It's pretty fucking sick. What's his name? Is the guy from
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Tom Hardy. Yeah,
surprisingly, a super feminist movie, you know? Something you wouldn't really expect. There's like a Mad
Max. What's Green Miller?
I forget.
Wait, what? It's Miller, the director.
The director.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
I'm blanking.
I'll look it up. Yeah, I'll look it up.
Fact checker.
Yeah. Also, The Social Network, I think, is like one of the best movies.
That movie was really good.
David Fincher.
Is that the one with the? Is that
That's the Facebook story.
Meth Luther.
No. Oh yeah. He's referencing him playing Jesse Luther. Eisenberg. Yeah.
But I said meth.
Yeah.
That's a whole joke.
I mean, going with Fincher, we can go to Gone Girl. I think is a great movie.
Gone Girl's so good.
It's so good.
Max Fury Road came out in 2015.
And then
I was expecting Wasteland to come out in 2018. And you know, I kept telling you, I was like, dude, it's gonna come out. I promise it's gonna come out.
There's a movie I saw recently with Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas called Deepwater. And it was kinda like it gave off Gone Girl vibes, but it was just like fucking god awful.
Really?
Yeah. Although let me just say this as respectfully as they can. I know that Automas was really hot in that movie, and they show her.
Giddies!
Yes.
Here we go.
No, but yeah.
Give us the timestamp.
Yeah.
17 and 31 minutes in, and we're talking about giddies.
Let's go.
But basically, like Ben Affleck.
All right, get to the giddies, Chris. You know, we need a fat check.
Chris Evans came out with a movie with Ana de Armas recently.
Okay. They're still like advertising Wasteland.
What's the director again, Chris?
Oh, sorry.
Wasteland.
So it's Fury Road, then after Fury Road, supposed to be Wasteland. And then Furiosa is supposed to also get her own solo movie.
Oh, and the girl?
Yeah. Furiosa?
Yeah.
Wait, but who's the director? That's what we wanted to know.
We'll suck a penis or something, bro.
That's right.
Let's go, dude.
Oh, what were you saying, Beto? Ana de Armas and Chris Evans?
I think they came out in a movie recently called Ghosted. Not the greatest movie either, but you know,
I know
George Miller, the director.
Yes. I say Green Miller.
Hey.
But yeah, George Miller.
But you know, even though I do like movies that have like maybe some kind of deep meaning, I also do like to turn off my brain every so often. I enjoy any Fast and the Furious, you know.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Yeah. Do you have like any like franchises that you're really into, movie franchises? Because I remember when we kind of like were talking about it, like I remember Chris was asking questions like, oh, like, do you like Star Wars movie? Like, what's your favorite Disney movie? But do you have any franchises that you're a fan of?
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. I think those were great. Anything directed by...
Yeah, I think, honestly, that line of, like, the series is just never...
Yeah.
Never hit. Never hit, for sure.
Wait. I'm about to cry, because Furiosa is supposed to be released on May 24th of 2024.
Let's go.
That's next year.
Dude, I'm excited. I've been waiting for the Wasteland and Furiosa for so fucking long. Yeah. I've been waiting for too long for this movie.
Anything by Taika. Anything by Taika Waititi. I think he's such a great director too.
Taika what?
White titty.
White titty.
You know he makes Korg's voice?
Really? I did not know that.
What is that? The rock dude from Guardians of the Galaxy.
What's his name? Krog or something?
Korg.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that Love and Thunder wasn't the best.
I agree. I didn't like it. I think.
I might be the minority, but I think it was
good. I thought it was okay.
I think it was good.
I thought it was okay.
It was like...
The best part about it was, honestly, I think Christian Bale.
Yeah, no, he held it.
Really?
But, okay, let me put it like
that. Why? Because American Psycho?
No, but, like, I think there was a divide in what they were both trying to go for. So you had Christian Bale kind of playing, like, a serious role, and then they had, like, Thor being all silly and goofy with Jane Foster. And I just didn't match.
I love the part with Zeus. The show's fucking funny.
Oh, and then Hercules at the end, and so Hercules is going to come out in whatever movie comes out next. You know who? That's Kurt Russell. Who plays Zeus?
Really? Hey, let's go. Oh,
or is it Russell Crowe? I always get them confused. It's one of the two.
I don't know.
Honestly, bro, I still don't know my actors.
Wait, Russell Crowe, didn't he come out in one of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
Oh, that's Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell's the Star Lord dad.
He's Eagle.
So it's Russell Crowe.
Right,
he's Eagle.
Yeah, so it's Russell Crowe. But he's wearing like prosthetics. So
I see. Wait, different. Who played Zeus?
That him.
Really? So he's playing Zeus and Hercules?
Oh, no. Hercules, someone else is playing Hercules.
Okay, but... I see.
But, well, yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't a little into the Marvel movies.
Hercules, the Marvel hero?
He's a part of the universe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, he is.
Yeah.
Apparently he's immortal.
Like the same way Thor is, you know, it's like Norse mythology.
People think that Hercules could be Dark Phoenix, but I mean, I don't know about that one.
Who said that? Yeah, and what, like for... Have you already seen the third one?
I haven't seen the third one.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I want to see the third one.
I'm waiting for it to come out on Disney Plus. Yes,
I have. Yes.
Oh, fucking let's go. Bastard.
I've heard such great things about it.
Me too.
Like,
don't say shit.
I can spoil it if you guys want me
please.
To.
No, please.
That's the one movie I wouldn't want to get spoiled.
It's new. Why are you going to do this on the episode?
What do you mean new? You had a month.
I mean, I also like James Gunn as a director. You know,
I don't. I think he did.
What did he do?
Twitter,
yeah, but he apologized before he even got like.
But can you accept? Done. But can you accept such apology?
I can't with this.
He just takes off the mic.
Well, James Gunn is the one who made what, the first one,
Ragnarok is Taika Waititi.
I thought that was him.
No.
Oh, never
he's
mind.
Made
my director. Guardian.
Don't listen to me. Suicide Squad, the newest one.
Yes, I know that much.
He also gifted us with the Scooby-Doo live action movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one? The original ones?
No. Yeah. Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
The one when they go on the island?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Shaggy.
They're so good, dude.
Raggy. Yeah.
But, okay, now we kind of get a little more insight into Beth, though, which was thank you for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm.
What has been your favorite episode that we've all recorded? Or, like, what would you say is the, like...
Are you talking to me?
Well, I'm asking us in general, but I'm going to start with you, Chris. What's the...
None of them.
What's your favorite episode that you've had the most fun with?
None of them. We could do better.
Let's go, dude. Always on that grind, bro.
Yes.
Get your bread up.
Yeah, get your bread up. Now you're funny up.
Shut the fuck up.
I enjoy all the episodes. We're always having fun and we're just drinking and just talking about it. I don't think there's a specific episode. In terms of movies, I think like my favorite movie that we talked about as far as it goes has to be either Nice Guys or Everything Everywhere All at Once. Those are the two movies that like I enjoy talking about. But everything else, I mean, like in terms of like having fun, I have fun in all the episodes.
Fair enough. What about you, Beto?
I think, and I might be sucking my own dick a little bit, but yeah. All
right.
It is everything everywhere all at once.
Now,
you know?
Is it the whole shaft or is it just the tip?
Dude, I'm going balls in, bro. probably everywhere, everything everywhere all at once because, it brought the reoccurring joke of who is the Wayman, you know?
Love it.
And I think it was just such a good movie. And I think it's the first movie I got to choose in the podcast, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I think that was your first.
No, it is.
That's the first one you chose, but you were on for Inglorious.
Yeah.
So, it was, we have our, what was, I forgot that.
Our Quentin.
Yeah,
era.
QT.
The QT.
Right. And then Beto was like, how about nah?
Yeah, for real.
And you still have to choose a QT movie, by the way.
A QT movie for
Beto.
For Beto. Yeah. Well, I mean, how many did we do? Like
we did three.
So Beto has to do
maybe
the last
four.
One.
And then, well, he has like Quentin Tarantino has like
Well, he doesn't have to do it if he doesn't want to.
No, he has to. We had to, Milo. The structure here.
But we've done Django, Inglourious, and Once Upon a Time.
I mean, so which one would you pick?
If you wanted to.
Pulp Fiction.
This average, come on, dude.
It is. I think it's a great movie. I have to review it.
It's honestly my first movie of Quentin. Well, actually, I was supposed to watch Kill Bill. I never watched Kill Bill first.
Me neither. I haven't seen it.
But I know that my cousin had like the whole fucking like
Volume 1 and 2 or whatever it is.
I mean, do those really count as like a whole?
Yeah. Well, yes. Even Death Proof counts.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he was.
I mean, have you guys watched? I mean, have you watched it? Is it good?
Death Proof?
Kill Bill.
I seen it at a bar.
I seen it at a bar.
He knows the bar I'm talking about. Yeah. I watched it through the whole.
Shout out to Chatterbox.
I was sitting down in the back and I was like reading the side title. I'm like, dude, this movie's actually good. What the fuck?
That's a good movie.
I think it's a good cult.
I don't watch it. I don't know if it was the first or second one, but it was with that like girl with the mace and like she was like, that's the first one, right?
Isn't that Death Proof?
No.
Oh no. Yeah, I think that's the first.
Death Proof is the one with the guy with the car killing people and like.
No, yeah, the girl with the mace, I think, is the first Kill Bill.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I saw.
But I wanted to just add
that's like, the, only that one.
He had a.
I also watched A Fly there too, by the way. It was me and you and Jesse.
The Fly is also a good movie. Yes.
Yeah. What was his name? Something Goldman.
Guy from Jurassic Park. He talks funny.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum?
Yes, Jeff Goldblum.
I was like Jesse Goldblum.
No, Jesse was our friend it was me, Beto, and Jesse who we watched it with.
But QT actually announced his last movie's in production or something.
Oh, really?
This will be his 10th movie, and it'll be the last movie that he's supposedly going to make. Because he's like, once I make 10 movies, I'm going to retire.
No, I know. We had plenty of conversations.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, he's going to retire to do a bunch of
Do you know he has a podcast?
Bad.
Huh?
You know, Quentin Tarantino and his buddy who he worked with at a movie store, they have a podcast and they talk about like really old movies. Like,
oh, no. Wow, that's
really
cool.
Old, obscure movies.
Yeah, that's cool for a rich guy, you know?
Well, shit.
I mean, yeah, might as well.
I can just have him sit down here. I'll be like,
you know.
Get in your bed.
Ain't no way,
us poor people trying to make it through, you know.
I'd be so nervous.
Have a podcast.
Dude, my boy would be yacked out, dude. He's like notorious for just fucking doing a bunch of coke before he fucking does anything. Dude.
Hell yeah. That sounds like my type of guy.
I think that's just how he looks, Beto, okay?
No. This is like... This is...
Where's the proof, Beto?
I'll look it up right now.
No, and then a couple of weeks ago, I remember I shared the article with you, Rick Dalton's character.
Not an article. It was just a photo at his cinema.
No, but like... His podcast is the one who announced it. He basically said that in his universe that Rick Dalton has passed away at like 80 something years old.
Yeah, he passed away this year.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I saw that a picture of it.
Yeah. That's canon. That's literally canon.
That's what it means. Yeah,
it's canon. Like, he killed him off stream. And I talked to Steven about it at the bar.
Yeah.
And he started laughing. He was like, oh, you know what? The Vista, right? Is that the one that he owns?
No, it's. I forgot the name of it, but it's in.
No, it's
in WeHo. It's not the Vista.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've never seen a director do something like that, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Brian, what's your favorite movie we talked about?
Oh.
I mean, it depends, because like, I have like my range of like old movies and then like new movies.
I feel like we went through like a period where like kind of like really. Late 90s, early 2000s movies, and then we went like straight to like the 2010s and haven't like stopped.
I think if I'm dedicated to like one movie that I really like, it has to be the newest Blade Runner,
he's talking about movies that we're talking
that we've talked about, like we recorded.
Dude, Fifth Element, 100%.
Oh man, I'm so sad that I missed that.
Yeah, dude, that shit's so funny.
Right, which movie he said?
Fifth Element.
Fuck you, bitch.
And can we just say, like, you know, like,
dude, it, like, think about it. Like,
the movie ends with him having sex in a fucking tube. Come on,
who? With who?
Exactly.
With Mia Jovovich.
Exactly.
I just want to point out that it sucks all that what Bruce Willis is going through.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Dementia. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Basically, he's done so.
Yeah.
But yeah. So basically, he has this thing where he can't like produce speech anymore.
His penis is too big.
But yeah, he's like basically, getting dementia. And I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about it, like the whole situation, and they were basically saying,
you gotta
like
plug him in,
that like towards the end of like his career, that he basically would have like an earpiece.
Oh really?
And they would just like feed him his lines, and like he was just making all these really bad movies, so it's like they were just kind of taking advantage of like the fact that he was a star, you know?
Yeah,
that shit sucks, dude.
Okay. Yeah, frontal temporal dementia is what Bruce Willis has. But yeah, that's one of the best movies.
That's what it is right there, dude. Hollywood would use the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I mean, he lived a good life, I think.
Yeah, he's been like an actor from like the early 80s. Lethal Weapon.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Die there Hard. You
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, what? You had three Die Hards?
Yeah, they're like four or five.
Four or five, right? That's a lot.
What about you, Milo? What is your favorite movie that we talked about? Or the favorite episode?
I think I have a couple. I think once we moved over to like the new format that we have, so I think like starting up with Sicario, that was like I enjoyed that one a lot.
Sicario was a lot of fun.
It was like great. And then another one that I just had a lot of fun with, just because like not only was that a great movie, but you guys were just being so dumb about it. Like There Will Be Blood.
That's true. There Will Be Blood was really good too.
Yeah, that one's really good. It's actually really good. Like,
fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's such a great movie, really too. Good. Yeah.
But how many hours? Three? Solid 3 hours.
I think we have a tendency to choose movies that do take a large portion of
like
our day.
Bro, what the Quentin Tarantino movie? It was like a whole month of just watching like 3 hour movies like two times.
Yeah, I was like, bro, damn, dude. And that was back when we used to record weekly.
Bro, I know. That was stressful for sure.
Yeah.
A whole month, bro. We literally finished the recording, then we'll watch the movie together.
Hell yeah.
I kind of want to ask, like, it's not a hypothetical question because I know, like, if you guys are mentioning it, we are going to do it at some point. But what's a movie that you guys absolutely just want to talk about? Like, there's obviously we all have those movies that like, oh, like
there's too many for me.
No, I know, but I'm gonna have you just try to pick out one, and it's not gonna be like, oh yeah, that's the one I'm gonna do next.
Let me go first.
Yeah, I'll have Brian go first this time.
The one that I want to talk about, and hopefully we get to do it.
Doesn't even have to be like the most popular movie. Sorry, no. I'm just like clarifying. But go for it.
Go ahead.
The movie that I do want to talk about, and I think it would be a really good episode.
Barbie.
No, what the fuck?
I actually do want to watch that movie.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
No, like, Ryan Gosling, bro. He was in Drive. That's all I have to say.
My boy.
All right, go, Brian. I'll just
there's fuck better it. Movies. Go, the li- what is it? The
Lighthouse?
No, not The Lighthouse.
The Life of Pi?
No, that's what I thought you were going to say. That's why I'm a man.
No, I forgot what it's called. Let me see. Hold on.
Actors, please. Who comes out? I think that's what he's blanking out on, too.
No, it's called the
Oh, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah, Yeah. Steve Carroll?
Really? No, that's not Steve Carroll.
No, that's Steve Carroll.
Oh, wait, no, Ben
Stiller.
Ben Stiller, right?
Yeah, Ben Stiller. I knew that.
I confuse him all the time, bro.
He did amazing in that movie, bro.
Really?
Yeah, that movie is just like, if there's nothing more than that gives you motivation, like...
It's just like, it's one of the movies that puts your life into perspective. Yeah. Like, not to even be cliche. It's a really good movie, though.
It's a really good movie. And it's so weird because I'm looking at it now just trying to find it. Wait, what's it called?
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Oh, there it is. Okay. It got a 7.3 IMDb out of 10.
That's above average. That's
and
not bad.
And then 52% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes is what you got to look at.
Yeah.
That's like the crowd people.
Well, those crowd people are fucking...
Morons. Idiots.
Because it's a good movie. Dude, when I first saw it, it's because everybody thinks of like Ben Stiller, like, oh, it's that guy.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a comedy movie.
Like Zoolander and all that. Yeah, but when I first saw it, I was just kind of like, I was confused and I was like, but it's really good. I think like that's one that that's in the books.
I think for me, that's like when somebody told me to watch it, that's like an underrated movie. Like I wasn't expecting it. You know who
showed
it.
Me that movie?
Brandon?
Brandon. And it was so random. Like I kind of wasn't paying attention and I was just like on my phone. And like the more I looked up, I'd be like, wait, what the fuck just happened? And it's like, and it just kept on cycling in and getting more and more like deep. And I was just like, damn. And then Brandon's like, right? It's like, oh shit, I forgot that you were here.
Wait, what are you doing here?
But how about you, Beto? What would be the movie?
Well, there is a couple, but if I had to choose one, of course, is one of the most like anticipated movies, you know.
Beto's the guy where he's like number one movie
in this century. You know, I will have to say Barbie, bro. I'm just kidding. I'm not making fun of you.
You are.
I wanted to get under Brian's skin. I think
you did. You kind of did. Hey, I want to watch it. Ryan Gosling. That's all I'm saying. All right. No, fuck you, Brian.
I would really like to talk about Jaws because even though it is a very old movie, I think it revolutionized the way like a lot of horror movies work. And even then, you can still put a lot of the messages that it gives to like today's issues. You know. I think it's aged really well too.
Yeah, I agree on that.
I've never seen Jaws, so I don't think I've seen
it. Or because they're always showing it on TV at work, so but I don't think I've seen it in its entirety.
Mm. I watched it in its entirety. It was that I had a weird cycle, like a fucking just like watching animal apex predator fucking killers and shit.
Shark Week, bro.
Yeah,
Shark
Week. No, I was watching because it was that, and then I watched Piranhas. I remember I was so scared of piranhas, like I couldn't like go in the like. I love swimming. I love swimming till this day. Yeah. But I remember we would go to the mountains and I would get so scared just to get in there because I'd think like these fucking piranhas are just gonna come out of nowhere and nibble the shit out of me and shit.
We should talk about snakes on the plane, bro.
Snakes on the plane.
I had it with these goddamn snakes on this motherfucking plane.
I remember that I used to watch that movie before I had like internet access. Me and my boys would just come together to watch it just because of the titty scenes.
Oh my god. Wait, what?
You had to have a DVD collection. and that one special side, bro.
Yeah.
You had that one special side.
I've never seen that movie. It's
fucking straight yiddy. You gotta remember you got a little note on there on what time to fucking pause.
The timestamps and everything. Time,
baby, hey, you gotta be fast, bro. Your mom's out.
Yeah, you got like, hey,
the one pump chump.
You got like a good 2 seconds.
You got 2 seconds. Down. And that's it.
All right.
Smoking a cigarette right after.
All right, Chris, what about you?
I don't think you guys like this movie because I talked to you guys about this, and the movie's called Internals.
Shut the fuck up. You're just now you're making fun of us.
Get the hell out of here.
And honestly, I can't really think of a movie that like I wanna talk about, really. Other than like maybe like most recent movie, I guess. You know, like D&D is a really good movie.
You saw it?
I saw it like twice.
Oh shit. Yeah. I heard it was really funny.
I've heard it's really good too.
No, yeah, like I like
I heard it was ass.
I heard you were dumb. But no, like like, I mean, the movie's not that deep. Like, it really isn't. But, like, it's just funny. And it's just, like, really good actors, too.
Wait, which movie?
D&D. Amongst Thieves.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's fun. But, like, other than that, like, I mean, I have a lot of favorite movies. So, this statement kind of, like, falls short for me just because, like...
I can name one that you would really want to talk about.
Say it.
Mad Max.
No, I do. That's my That's not my only favorite movie. I love all those movies the same.
I think when we were first talking about...
That's what she said. Your heart is not like a box. It only grows.
When we were talking about...
No, my
little... Starting it, you said you wanted to do Mad Max. That was the first movie you said.
I think that's one that you keep mentioning. But
then I recommended Drive.
No, I know. Yeah. No, I know. But I just mean for your choice. That's what you said.
I'm just too passionate about a lot of movies that like... That's like, it feels like you guys think I like this one movie, but really, I like a lot of movies.
Oh, so you're playing with us, is what you're saying?
Yeah, 100%. All
right, whatever.
And what about you, Milo? Right. What about your bad takes?
I don't have one. I don't have two, but I have three that I at some point I really want to get to.
Not two, but three.
I really want
to talk. Have you talked about it yet? Or have
no,
you,
I haven't.
Okay, okay. But I know one of them is not on the list because we talked about it, right? American Psycho.
No, no. He's talking about movies that we want to talk about in the
podcast. Oh, okay. Never mind.
No. And I know Brian already knows. But I want to talk about really like the Nolan versus Batman trilogy. Like all three.
Oh, yeah.
No, you talked about that when we're doing the Christian Bale.
Did I?
Yeah. American Psycho.
I don't remember that.
What?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you mean like that I mentioned it that I wanted?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. But yeah, I really want to talk about those three. Although Batman Begins a little like not the best. I like obviously the Dark Knight.
Batman?
And then the Dark Knight Rises is, you know.
It's just Batman selling bricks.
Okay, now I want to get to like another like just kind of like hypothetical question. I'm saying like in another universe, like we're like super famous podcasters. I'm going to start out with Beto this time.
Who's it could be this universe, guys.
Come who's on. The one actor that you would want on the show?
The one actor that I would want on the show. Huh, that's an interesting question. I don't know. There's not really one actor that I would like to meet. Chris Evans, maybe.
No.
He just seems like a fun, like a good time. I think every time I see him in the red carpet, he's just a little drunkie. So I think it would be a lot of fun today.
Yeah. Actor,
mm-hmm.
Director, and then whoever does a score. I don't know what they're called.
That's way too much.
No, that's enough.
We just need an actor.
No, I want all three.
You can do whatever you want, Chris. You're going last for that case. Okay, what about you, Brian?
I think for me, if actor-wise, like that's tough.
Okay, I'll go. Yeah, you think about it.
Let me think about it.
I don't know why, but I saw this movie recently called Traffic, and it's kind of one of his earlier movies that he comes out in. And we've obviously talked about Sicario before. I would want to have like Benicio del Toro on. Like, he seems like Benicio, a really cool
guy.
I've seen an interview, and he just seems like super cool. And like, I don't know, he just seems like a really good, like, obviously these actors are all really smart people. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but he seems
very well, like, rehearsed.
Yeah, 100%. That guy's fucking dope. I think if I'm going back, obviously, to me, I'm like caught in between with like Brad Pitt.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Like Brad Pitt.
My bad, Brian.
We can ask him the hard hitting questions like,
how big is it?
Yeah. Or how hard do you punch Angelina Jolie?
Oh my God. No. Take that back. Redact that.
Allegedly.
Hey. Wait, what happened? I never heard about this.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Allegedly. In my opinion.
Well, what happened? Wait.
There was some domestic abuse toward the end.
Oh, it happened, bro.
No, I don't think
we don't
so.
Advocate, Chris Brown
did it. He's going to do it.
Were you going to say someone else, Ryan?
I was going to say Ryan Gosling also.
Oh.
Ryan Gosling is
the guy, him, the man himself. If you want it, Brian, I'm literally him. I'm right here.
Fucking Ken. The other one that I was also gonna bring up was fucking
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston would be pretty good.
Well, yeah,
he's actually pretty good. He's like, yeah. All right. Why did I say that?
Fuck, I'm like trying to remember off the top of my head, but like I just can't. Those two would definitely be it.
Okay, Chris, let me get actor, director, and cinematographer.
Score
maker.
Okay. First of all. Actor, definitely Bradley Cooper, bro.
Bradley Cooper? That's an interesting
one. Come on,
one.
Hangover, A Star Is Born, fucking
Rocket Raccoon.
Dude, his range is phenomenal.
He comes out in D&D?
Yes, he does. There's a bard.
I didn't know that.
He's a bard.
Is he just a voice or is he actually?
No. So like, there's a bard, a barbarian, but I think he's a gnome. And so like, this barbarian has a fetish for gnomes.
Do they use his likeness or they just
no? He's in the movie, physical. Sorry, you got caught up in the Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, I don't know,
whatever. Dude.
Because he was in the trailer.
QT, what the fuck's up with the food fetish, bro?
Hey,
I'm like,
QT actually is an actor too.
Yeah, he comes out in most of his movies.
And then score, I don't know that many score. I'm just going to say.
Well, why'd you bring it up?
Because I want to talk about Dark Souls score, because that's just fire. And that's just fire, and I want him.
What's his name? Hans Zimmer?
Hans Zimmer?
Yeah, Hans the Zimmer.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant to say. Hans yeah. And Dark Souls, Hans
give me a
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, did you guys see that they're the BMW...
Electric, I saw that. That was crazy.
There's an electric vehicle that when you accelerate, it's Hans Zimmer's like orchestra playing as you accelerate.
That is straight the most up. Extra shit.
It's a BMW.
It's like a new Beamer. Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
the
yeah.
Higher end electric vehicle.
Imagine you have to still pay for that tier package.
No, you don't. Luckily, it comes with it. But it sounds lit. You're yeah, just driving it. It sounds like you're in a fucking like Blade like Runner a
Batman movie. Yeah.
Damn. And then imagine when you crash.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the Batman mobile from the but like it's just an electric vehicle.
So why couldn't you guys name a director and a score?
I didn't
obviously you guys named one or two, so that's
okay. I'll continue.
No.
So okay, like, Beto, then what director would you want?
Taika Waititi. He just seems like such a fun time. You said titties
again. I love it.
Taika Waititi.
He just seems like such a fun.
Taika the white titties.
Saca las titis.
But why him?
He just seems like such a good fun time. Whenever I think I saw the
he has really good interviews. He's really energetic.
Yeah, I saw the director's commentary of Thor Ragnarok, and the whole time he just seems like he was having such a great time making
that,
the movie.
That was like
yeah.
That was his first introduction to the Marvel.
Yes. Yeah. He just seems like a great time, you know.
What about you, Brian?
No, you go. I'm like, dude, I have like 21 questions in my head right now.
I think probably Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan would be.
Bro, I'm right here.
One.
I'm basically halfway
I'm literally
there.
Him.
Yeah, I'm literally I'm like, him.
Dude, Christopher. The last time
you know what movie I saw recently of his, and I think it was his first like major film, Memento.
Memento was pretty good.
Oh, is that the one he doesn't remember anything?
Yeah. Dude, that movie, The Trip.
Never seen it, but
No, it was like so weird. Yeah. I was watching it and then it ended and I was like, wait, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
That's funny. I think for mine, I bring it up to this day.
I think because
someone doesn't like it. It's Damien Chazelle.
No, I'm
he
a big
though.
Fan.
What do you mean?
I'm a big fan
bro,
of Damien Chazelle.
Bro, Babylon?
Dude, it's Babylon
been,
was
like,
pretty
like, Brian,
exactly.
Brian,
I mean,
Brian,
I
you
was...
said till this day, only been 6 months. I just want to put that out there. It's been 6 months.
Look,
like 2 months.
I'm counting the
no, days. No, because the movie came out in December.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's been like, I mean, you could say 7 months, 6 months.
All I said about Babylon is that
that's a lot for you to say.
It's probably his worst movie.
What?
Not a lot. What do you mean? All I said,
objectively.
I think so. I think it's not.
That still offends people. Obviously, Brian's offended.
Yeah.
Obviously, so the point being is like that doesn't change the weight. Like saying it's his worst movie is like saying it's saying it's his worst movie.
But,
exactly.
But
tell
like
him, Chris.
But I think
I didn't say it was a bad movie.
No, yeah. That's
you just said it was the worst.
No. But here's what I was gonna say. But you're taking
okay. So okay. With that being said, what do you think his worst movie is then?
What
Damien Chazelle.
Yeah.
Oh, his worst movie.
Well, have you seen all of them?
I haven't seen all.
It's Whiplash,
them.
La La Land, The First Man,
First Man, and then
and what?
You did Mamma Mia, right?
No, it was La La Land.
La La Land.
La La Land. Mamma Mia. Mia.
Don't you dare say La La
Land. Mamma
Mia. Mamma Mia is a great movie.
I would say La La Land just because I hate musicals.
That is not a musical.
La La Land was so good, though.
See, this is my point.
Get him where it hurts. No, it's just like, it's all like, just like.
I never seen either. I mean, I seen.
It is considered kind of like a musical.
No, and I was just busting your balls.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck?
Dude, but La La Land's so good.
I wouldn't watch La La Land.
It's like I'm watching Grease, bro. All
right. Whiplash. Whiplash on the top. Then La La Land. First Man.
Oh, yeah.
Babylon at the
what,
end.
What changed look, from look, that?
These nuts. Your
face. yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. No. What would you rate them then? No, actually,
I haven't seen First Man, so I can't.
No.
Get
no.
Involved.
It's fine. Just do it.
Well, excluding First Man, let's say First Man is not.
Honestly,
uh-huh.
Maybe it's recency bias.
No way.
Babylon.
No.
La La Land.
Yeah!
No!
Whiplash.
What?
But here's why. Babylon, it could be recency bias, mm-hmm. but The more when
just
we
tell him, just tell him
when, when we talked about it, and like, bro, I saw it three times.
Yeah,
a week and a half. Because remember, we delayed, and then we watched. We talked about it the next week. So I saw it so many times.
It's beautiful.
Not a single false note. I said La La Land. I said La La Land too, just because I'm like a simp for like emotional movies. So I'm always like, anytime that, anything that makes me cry, boom. And Whiplash is a great movie. I think that was his first movie. That's like he was like in his mid 20s. It's a great movie. It's a simple story.
Wait, how old is he now?
Like 27, 28.
Oh, that makes me sad.
He's really young.
That makes me sad. He's a fucking...
Bro, he started off so strong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like it's a bad thing, but he started off strong, so who knows where he'll go from here. But yeah, like I...
Got a point. Got a
Whiplash point. Is really good, honestly. But I think it, like the budget wasn't there, and not that it needed like a budget, but it's just not like a big budget movie. I think that's why I put it third. La La Land made it... was nominated for an Oscar. Babylon wasn't nominated for anything. I think maybe the score.
No, I think La La Land was nominated for best.
Picture. Oh, no, yeah. No, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, but Babylon wasn't.
Yeah, because everybody likes fucking musicals and shit's just fucking stupid. You just watching Grease 1 and 2.
Do you guys know what happened in the Oscars that year?
Yeah. It was with Moonlight, right?
Yeah, Moonlight.
They
made a mistake with the card and they said that the best picture was La La Land.
But it was actually Moonlight.
It was actually Moonlight.
Yeah. Oh, dude, but Moonlight's actually a good movie. Except for one part, because it's just a little...
I haven't seen it.
I remember. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've never seen it, but I love
the overall the movie is a really fucking good
I think
movie.
It is a really good movie.
And it's sad. It's just like how like there's obviously, you know, people that
it's the premise the, about this, being black and pride, gay in the 80s.
In this pride month that we call June, it's hard for people that just are confused to be who they want to be.
I did a little story about that. When I first watched Moonlight, I used to work at a video store.
What? Okay, my bad, QT.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. This guy's just trying hard.
He's like, I'm the main character.
I'm the main character.
I know the video store.
Yeah. It's right there across the street from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Which McDonald's, bitch? I live next to it.
The one there, Ramona. The one on Ramona.
The one right there, Pizza Hut, McDonald's.
Video 97?
Yes.
Oh.
And Alfredo's?
So I played Moonlight. You know how, like, when you go to the video store?
On the big screen.
They're always playing a movie when you walk into the video store, you know?
Meat beat in the beach.
Dude, yeah, so there's that scene when my boy gets a little handy at the beach. And it was like a bunch of families in the store. I was like, yo, click, 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 switch it.
I could just see Beto Pokemon. Getting all the remotes.
I wasn't
the
register, bro, and I was watching the movie. I fucking scrambled for that controller, bro.
Actually, I want to change my actor.
Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
I would like to talk.
I just notified them, by the way.
It's a recap. You can't recap the recap.
It's Matthew McConaughey.
Did you see he recently came out with like a self-help, like paid videos?
No, I didn't. I know he made like a book, right?
He did write a book, but it's actually fucking awful.
That's terrible.
You're bad?
Yeah, dude.
No. I just don't believe in self-help, and that's terrible. Because everything they sell to people is usually things you hear from people.
Yeah, literally. Like, clean your room and shit, you know?
Just a Hispanic book of that. It just says, Ponte las pilas.
Ponte las pilas.
And that's just it. That's
Brian, that's a great idea. Brian, that's a great...
Every page you turn is going to be that.
That's what I was about to say.
The other one says, no seas mamón.
Yeah.
Brian, get started on that.
Échale ganas. Ponte las pilas, no seas mamón. Échale ganas, fin.
Oh no, the other one, Eres Caballero. There's that one.
All right, so I have a. I don't know if you guys can remember everything we've had, but
I do.
What has been your favorite drink we've had on the show?
The stout that I brought.
Not really. That's a big pass. The one that was actually good.
Hey, fuck you, bitch.
Was that Belgian one that we just had recently?
The Banjo Beaver?
Oh no, the. The delirium.
Well, that was like 9%.
The delirium tremens.
Yeah. I will say it was the peanut butter whiskey because I got so fucking lit that episode, dude.
I let you know that was a gift to me.
Oh, my bad, Pip. I just remember that.
What? Yeah, you're like, here, I bought this for you.
Like, that's why I was saying, like, isn't this Brian's? You're like, no, I brought it. And yeah, I was
you
like,
brought it, and you're like, oh, because it was like, kind of like a Christmas gift. But I was like, oh, no, we should all just drink it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
We didn't have drinks.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, for sure. That way we don't go to the, because we're going to have Chris or Beto go to just buy Trulies. I was like, oh, no, dude, I have like.
Why would you say Chris buy Trulies? You know I don't buy Trulies.
Well, bitch.
White Claws.
The point is, we're trying to save money, and there's a whole ass bottle. And then Beto's like, oh.
Dude, I got blasted that. What episode was it?
What did we drink?
I think it was for Manchester and the Sea, yeah. Right? Dude, half like to the end of that podcast,
bro,
you kept
pouring. I was like, bro,
I was incoherent, bro.
I remember I gotta go to the gym.
Yeah,
that's
true. And I remember, I think we asked you.
It was raining that day too.
Yeah,
was it really?
Yeah, bro, it was hella raining.
Dude, I don't remember that far, bro.
Unless it's Diablo only like 4. In November.
By the way, shameless plug in, add me, Diablo 4. I'm Jesus, red trash.
Damn.
Okay, what about you, Chris?
For what?
Yeah, your favorite drink.
The stout that you said.
No, fuck no. That was a joke. I think the most, like, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I enjoyed it, was the Inglorious Bastard Cut Water. Just because how fucked up I got. Because, like, that's when Beth just got, just started on the podcast.
First episode, we're getting trashed already.
And then I got cut water. And then, like, I was like, dude. Like, I pulled a Beth, though, where, like, you know how you, like, you get too drunk and you're just, like, quiet?
Yeah,
that's what I was doing. I was like,
yeah,
I was like, I feel these cut water. I feel but it was the cut water, not because like I like them.
No, they're just because of the fact.
Just because we had the like that like fun little moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So it will be not necessarily that one, but really everything else is subpar.
Yeah,
yeah. I will admit this at the beginning. Like I started bringing like a lot of weird craft beers that I just thought like we should not like to be like, oh, like I want to try them, but just like to mix it up. But I think I've gotten a little better. And then this whole thing that we do, I mean, this is my choice just because
it's
like a group effort and it's a 12-pack. But, you know, when it's some person's episode, it's like, I'll ask you guys now, like, what do you want to drink? What do you want to drink? Mm-hmm. This makes it a little better.
What about you, Milo? What's been your favorite drink?
The PB whiskey.
Yeah, the peanut butter whiskey was so good. I was drinking that neat, bro.
Just because, like... Like I've had it before, mm-hmm. and like, dude, that's just so good. And then with the Coke Zeros that Brian had,
I think Bethel was the one that was like, "Oh, mix it with like the Coke, it tastes fire." And I was just like,
"We're using little goblet, little goblets,
goblets." We were just.
I kept seeing Bethel pouring some out of the corner of my eye, and I was like,
"It was like my third or fourth." And I was like, "I shouldn't have another one," but. This thing tastes delicious.
Can I just say to the audience, we do encourage responsible drinking. We are over 20. We are all over 21 years old.
Bethel just lives like down the street.
Yeah.
But you're okay, Chris. You're fucking.
Chris is dying.
He's fucking dying. That's a weird way to say cocaine, but okay.
No, for the people watching, Jesus. Before we started this, my boy took a shot and shotgunned it truly.
You gotta throw up.
And I also fucking took a chug of the Jameson.
Yeah.
Oh, we have it in the beginning of the video.
Oh, never mind. You guys might see it.
Do you guys have any questions? Like, I don't want to end it yet, but do you guys have anything you guys want to ask? Or do you want
to
end it, Brian?
Yeah, we have to end it.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Well, I don't know. I guess before we get to that point, do you guys have anything you want to ask Brian, Beth, or Chris?
Okay, if you were to start a movie,
what
would be the actors you would try to get on board?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Dude, I've been thinking about that. Then I got a little too buzzed, and I started thinking about what you had to say. I was thinking, my brain was hurting.
Literally is.
Are we gonna play a drafting? Someone chooses.
You know
one?
What I was gonna ask? I was gonna ask if you're gonna make a biopic about your movie, who would you want to play you?
Rocket Raccoon.
Bradley Cooper.
Dude, I don't care. He looks nothing like me. He's not a star. I just want him to sing in my movie.
We're gonna, okay. Three actors in your movie. Go.
What do you mean?
Your question, but just choose three actors.
Oh shit! No, I Bradley Cooper, obviously. Honestly, the cast from fucking Hangover.
Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, yes. That's pretty good. Yes.
Not the other
honestly,
guy.
Honestly, when it comes down to like movies, like my favorite movies are like just comedy movies, yeah. Just comedy stupid movies. You know, that's my thing, and I think like that was such a good movie in terms of obviously like you know like yeah, just yeah. being fucking stupid.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But like yeah, those fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I would probably go Seth Rogen.
Ooh, coming out of the ballpark.
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
Oh, bro, if you say Michael Cera, I'm gonna be pissed.
No. And yeah. I'll probably go with.
Are you making Knocked Up or what?
Yeah. What's it? Who's the guy from New Girl? What's his name?
I know what you're talking about.
The guy that plays the new Spider-Man in Spider-Verse. Nick. Yeah. What's his name? Let me look him up.
Nick.
The
name's like Jane. I don't.
Why look it up? What would your three actors be, Ryan? Or Milo.
If I wanted to just a serious one.
I pick
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh, my bad. We're making prisoners over here.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling, obviously putting him in.
You got it.
My boy's just thirsting, bro. Yeah.
So just admit, you like the Barbie movie, even though that came out.
Just for the added spice, we'll put what's his name, Gary Oldman.
Ooh.
His name is Jake Johnson, by the way.
There you go.
Jake Johnson. Like yeah.
Yeah, I would put those three and try to see.
Who's Gary Oldman, by the way?
The guy from... He comes out in Leon the Professional, the guy who bites the pills. He comes out in
He comes out
in The Fifth Element as the weird dude, the bad guy. He's also Inspector Gordon from Batman in the Nolanverse.
I just imagine Inspector Gordon. Bushy eyebrows, bushy mustache. That's all in white hair.
What about you, Milo? You're three actors in your movie.
Can I do a bet on it?
No, because it's kind of going to be like Beto kind of coming out of the ballpark. But I like lost my train of thought. Three. Let's see.
I think Jim Carrey going undrafted is crazy.
Damn. All right, we're doing that way. My first pick would be Willem Dafoe.
Let's go. Okay. That's good.
My second pick.
Is it because he was Temptation or whatever it was called. What? We placed as Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, not because of that.
that was the best movie, by the way.
Second pick would be Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Okay. Willem Dafoe and Chris Evans. That's
third pick right here. This is where it's going to be. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Let's go.
Because we gotta make it a
weird fucking like trend.
No, here's the thing.
It might work.
Here's the thing. We need Leo to make it an A+ film. That's why. If he's not in there, it's not gonna be Oscar nominated.
You're right. We can also ask him the important questions. You know, like, will you ever date anyone over 26 years old?
Bro, have you?
It's 25.
25. My bad.
I was watching like older Oscars like on YouTube, like the nominations. And this dude Leo sits in the same seat every single fucking year.
Oh, really?
He's sitting in the like towards the front seat in the same like spot.
Oh shit, let's go.
Also, I just want to throw out there, The Revenant's a good movie.
The Revenant's good. Yeah, I like Revenant. Good.
Didn't watch it.
That's wow. He won his Oscar, bro.
Yeah, I know. And then lost it.
He lost it.
Apparently, he lost it like at an In-N-Out or something like that.
No way, really?
Fake news.
Let me look at it. Like, so apparently, it was like Return or something like that. But
actually, he just came out in a movie. The most recent Martin Scorsese film, like The Killing of a Flower Moon or something like that.
Ooh, I haven't even heard anything about
it. It has to do with like a murder on a Native American like reservation. I heard it was really good.
Never.
It just came out.
Oh, it just came out.
Like last month, maybe. Month and a half ago. But I heard it was really good. Leo comes out in it and like a couple other characters.
Hell yeah.
But
what? Doing an awful lot of staring over here, boy.
Yeah, you know, as we kind of wrap it up, you know, we've made it to a year.
Hell yeah. Woo! One more round.
I think the fact that we've made it, bro. If you would have told me last year that we would do 20 episodes in a year is a lot.
Obviously. Yeah.
Is it? That is a lot.
Yeah. It's more than one a month.
Yeah. It's way more than one a month. We're trying to do it like every week. But this whole thing, I mean, it obviously, you know, May was a weird month. Brian had EDC. Chris had fucking Disneyland.
Dude, I was like a fucking piece of bean on a fucking asphalt, bro.
What? You're fucking melting? Or
I was just fucking melting out there, dude. That shit fucking sucked. But it was dope, but still.
No, but yeah, you know, May was a weird month. And, you know, like, I think we can, we always adjust to, like,
oh, so yeah, okay. So apparently, he really did forget his trophy, but someone ran up and gave it back to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so So like, long story short,
you're a bitch.
Damn,
that's mean, bro.
Damn,
I'm leaving.
Shit. Dude.
Yeah. So we've made it this far, you know. Like I don't think many. Well, I don't really watch too many like newer podcasts, but like, you know,
I think.
Did you like a burnout after some time?
I think I read a statistic that most podcasts don't last more than 20 episodes.
I think you told me. Yeah, you told us that.
So we've already made it more than most of the podcasts. Well,
guess what? This is the last recap. I'm sabotaging this laptop.
But yeah, going forward, you know, we're going to keep doing what we do, talking about the movie we want to talk. I think right now we're recording and hopefully the video lasts. at least to have it for the archives.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, we're gonna do our best to post them. I know we've been trying to say that, you know, we're gonna post these videos, and we're gonna get to that. That's one of those things that we're gonna push ourselves into, to new sources, new motivations, into just getting things out there
and just having people on. I know we tried to have somebody on recently, but there were some technical difficulties. But yeah,
that's the long lot.
That's for the archives.
Hopefully,
as well.
Hopefully we get to recap on that also, as far as for just fixing those errors.
Also, we're gonna have merch coming out soon.
And Ryan. Stickies.
And stickies.
Oh, sticky ickies.
Yeah.
There's something else I wanted to say. I completely forgot what it was. Oh,
we're gonna come out with Milo bathwater.
Yes.
Get yours exclusively today.
And I'm also coming out with a self help book too, as well. Oh, video, sorry, video.
Stop being a pussy. It's gonna be like Chris.
Ponte las pilas.
10-second video version. Like, hey, bro, just man up.
Ponte Vicks.
Ponte Vicks Incorporated.
It says sana sana colita de rana.
Bro, yeah, that's a good one. So yeah, the next time you guys hear from us, we're gonna be talking about Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is Chris's choice.
Layman's choice.
And just before we wrap it up, I want to I want to thank Chris for always having hot takes.
What do you mean? My takes are the best.
I want to thank
you guys.
I want to thank Beto for having just like such a great mind when it comes to
hey, I appreciate it.
And I want to thank our producer/sound engineer. And I want to thank Brian for, because if he wasn't doing this, we'd be recording on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Honestly, that's true. That's
the backbone.
So shout out to Brian for doing absolutely everything he can.
And we want to thank Milo for always having the draft and the document ready every week.
Dude,
and
the beer.
And the beer. It takes
Milo
so much work.
Milo puts up a whole essay. And I'm just
hell yeah.
Right. Oh, he's plastered, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
But as we let this video go, coming in at a hot, steaming...
Oh, my God.
1 hour and 7 minutes.
Nice.
We appreciate you tuning in on this recap.
And, yeah, you know, just stay tuned on the Instagram. You know, we're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. Hopefully, we'll get on more platforms. Hopefully, we do some more fun things with our audience, and we can get some people involved. And just to kind of wrap it up, my name is Milo.
I'm a person. I'm Chris.
This was Beto.
And it's your boy, Brian.
Be right.
We'll see you on the next one. Take care. Peace out.
To many more years.
Yes, to many more years.